Peace. Leaders should avoid hypocritical talk while attending places of worship, but always preach a peace message to unite the country. Mgwen Member of Parliament Josses Kiptu, commonly known as Lelmengit, while speaking at African Inland Church Chepnyokason, called on political leaders while attending worship places to prioritize peace over retrogressive politics. In a departure from the usual political speeches in religious settings, the MP emphasized the importance of honesty and unity in this trying moment where young people have taken their demands to the streets and condemned leaders for taking advantage of the holy pulpits to preach divisive politics. The legislature called on leaders to avoid mixing politics with religious sermons and instead focus on promoting patriotism and sincerity. "Let's keep politics out of our places of worship," he emphasized. To him, politics was of no goodwill to the congregation in attendance, but instead it demonstrated hypocrisy on the side of leaders. He urged religious leaders and their followers to pray for the president and his deputy as they continue bringing Kenyans together. The Mgwen MP applauded the president for listening to the youth, Gen Zs, who have been on the streets across the country for the past few weeks demanding the rejection of the 2024-2025 finance bill, claiming proposed taxes were oppressive. He said the move by President Ruto not to assent 2024-2025 finance bill into law after the pressure from the Gen Zs shows his commitment to listen and work with the youths and in determining what is important and urgent for Kenyans. According to the MP, the president, through National Government Constituency Development Fund, is committed to build digital hubs in every ward across the country targeting unemployed youths. On his part, he said that through the micro, small, medium enterprises, MSMs, he had about 40 registered groups he was ready to supply with required business equipment and tools. He said UWEZO funds were also available for entrepreneur youth groups and individuals. Kenyan, US-based philanthropist Zacchaeus Rop, also present during the church function, opined that youths were frustrated and hopeless for not having any coin in their pockets. According to him, state jobs were scarce, adding that the private sector was not strong enough to support everyone, but encouraged the youths to stay positive, avoid drugs, alcohol and stay focused. Even with the problems the youths are facing, Rop, also founder of Hokal International, asked him to be ready to have dialogue with the national leadership, religious leaders and other relevant stakeholders so as to see how best they can be helped. He said that his foundation is ready to help secure jobs for the youths, be it locally or abroad. In addition, he says the Hokal Foundation has a goodwill for the youths of Nandi as they are furnishing the Digital Resource Center in Masoriat with computers and internet to allow the youths to work for various companies both locally and overseas. The church function climaxed with a fundraiser to complete the construction of a modern church. However, most political leaders skipped the function, especially local members of parliament who feared to be roughed up by angry youths for supporting the infamous finance bill. The suspicious huge church donations orchestrated by political leaders have been also questioned by the Gen Zs.